Hello, and welcome to another episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. This was a session that took place on November 17th, 2017, with the Denver rap artist Kitty Crimes. Thanks for listening.
Good afternoon, Fort Collins. This is Hannah Copeland, and I am live in studio with my special guest, Kitty Crimes. Welcome, Kitty Crimes.
Hi, I'm Kitty Crimes, and I'm going to show you what spring break is all about. That's what we came here. That's our campaign right now.
Spring break?
Yeah.
Okay. What about fall break? Do you have anything to say about fall break?
That's the only thing I know about college.
Right.
Spring break. That's
You're right.
It.
Okay. Yeah. So spring break... it's coming up next semester, but we are talking about it today here live with Kitty Crimes.
That's
in studio.
Right. I'm an activist. So.
Well, my name's Hannah Copeland. I go by Star Crunch a lot, but today it's the real me. It's Hannah Copeland. And I met Kitty Crimes last night at Wolverine Farms. She was performing down there in downtown Fort Collins. What brought you out to Wolverine Farms last night?
My friend Wolfan Edmund hosts this little gig called Old Town Folkways, and it was, you know, it's usually super folky, country sort of night. They play old school styles of country, from what I know, but they let me come on and do more of a rock and roll hip hop thing, and somehow it wove together really well. It was really fun.
Right. I hear that Old Town Folkways has been going on for 6.5 years, but last night was the first rap ever performed at the Folkways.
Yeah, we broke boundaries. I spread my message of spring break to everyone there.
Spring break!
Yeah, that was great.
Okay, so tell me, we met last night, but what got you started into music?
When I was 13, I bought this software called Hip Hop EJ, and I produced a full 10-song album, which I have yet to actually be able to replicate since 13 years old to have 10 songs on an album. But back then, I did it, and I called it Country Clubbin', and I was the producer, and I got my brothers to be the rappers on it, and they were just like all over every track. I just listened to it this year.
Oh my gosh.
First time in 15 years I had heard it, and it was like my brothers going... Freaky town, gonna take you to freaky town. And yeah, then I was hooked.
Holy cow. Okay, so country clubs, is that a passion of yours?
No, country clubbing was just like a joke on...
Mm-hmm. Play on words.
Yeah, just being around super rich suburban people and not fitting in.
Yeah, I grew up... In a rich suburb, and worked at a country club for 5 years, actually.
Nice. Did you get to drive the caddy around?
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to be a golf course bartender, but this is not about me, this is about you.
Fine.
Okay. So, okay, it started off with country clubbing, and, you know, what was after that? How has your musical journey gone? Because I saw you rap last night, and I also saw some excellent singer-songwriter work, too.
Yeah, so I came to Denver, and I was super fortunate enough to mix and meet with people who were influencers who knew a lot more than I did, and I was their hype girl who would like play the sleigh bells and the glockenspiel and sing backup and then overstage them too much and be like la la, like just be way too up in the forefront for someone singing backup, and then but I was really grateful for that opportunity, because then I branched out with a band called M and the Gems, which is kind of like a poppy, you know, pop psych rock four piece, and then Kitty Crimes just came out of getting back into having fun making beats and just having fun in general, you know, like Kitty Crimes is that for me. It's how I express that to the world. So,
and that four piece band, you were the lead of that band? That was your band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Can you remember a musical experience that completely changed your own style of music? Can you remember something that, you know, you saw something, you went home, and the next day you said, I'm going to change my music based on something like that, a transformative musical experience?
Things just snuck their way in from being in awe of other people, but never daring to replicate what they were because I knew that would never be authentic. But I did have, like, you know, peaches, peaches, peaches. But, you know, when in high school, all the psych bands like Queens of the Stone Age and Eagles of Death Metal really did change the way I looked at things because they were just fun and sexy and simple, very straightforward, and there was like nothing else about it. Like, man, Eagles of Death Metal rules my world. So many people do, like Father John Misty for who he is. Mm-hmm. I look up to all of them for different reasons, and I don't look up to all of them for different reasons too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And since you were 13, have you just been making music nonstop? Have you taken a hiatus, or is that just what you do?
Yep. Always was doing rock and roll or making beats. I can't stop. I'm going to be don't swear. I'm going to be like playing Assassin's Creed at 60, just like micro dosing and making beats. It's not gonna stop.
Perfect. Yeah. We can't wait. So currently, what is your passion right now musically? What's your shtick? What are you working on?
So right now I am super into DJing. DJing is like playing video games for money. Like, I am actively seeking out ways to throw parties where I can rap, but I can also just like throw a party where you go there, you feel sexy, you want to be there, like the ambiance is rad, you have different people doing different things that are unique. I want to bring in more of like a full curated experience to shows, more than just like, this is a four bill band.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna watch the first band, you're gonna go smoke a cigarette, you're going to check your Instagram, then you're going to get a drink, then you're going to go back and listen, which, you know, God bless everyone who has the attention span for that. That is why I can still do what I do. But I want to make it more fun.
Yeah.
You know?
A full body musical experience.
Yeah. My friend Reed from Day Collage, he brings toothbrushes and he brushes people's teeth, and I think that's hilarious.
Wow.
And, like,
yeah.
Just, you know. Out of the box.
What else? Okay, brushing people's teeth, but what are some specifics that, you know, you can bring to a musical event besides music, you know, that we're so used to that? Music, cigarette, Instagram, drink, pattern, you know, how are you going to shake that up?
By entertaining people with stuff that just either makes me laugh in general or I would want to see. I, you know, when I think of things from a listener or a participant's perspective, I think, what do I want to go to, you know, because I'm just like you. And I so the question was what elements.
Yeah, what do you picture for your musical, your parties and your DJ experience that you want the listener to have? That,
well, being vague about it, since I don't want to give it away, but
okay.
there is an event that I want to throw that's called Space, and then a word I can't use here. It's called Space.
Use your imagination, listeners. Space expletive.
Space expletive.
Yeah.
And I want to get that party so hot. I want to get it just raging hot, and then I want to cut all the music and just cue the 2001 Space Odyssey theme song, and then have a guy in an alien suit walking through with this thing that's kind of an expletive too that I can't talk about, but just like have a processional and come up to the altar and like just do that because it's funny and
right,
you know, and stuff like that, whatever, you know, whatever is happening that week that might be
right. I'm excited for
on
that
on the menu. Yeah.
So that's coming up in 2018, Kitty Crimes
2018, both of my boots are on, and I'm going to walk
all right
down the aisle.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. I'm here with Kitty Crimes, an artist out of Denver, and she's going to perform a song for us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me last minute, man.
Of course.
It was so nice to meet you, and I'm going to do this song that you might not think could fly on the radio, but it can.
It flies here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
That's right.
Live with Kitty Crimes, I'm Hannah Copeland. This is Kitty Crimes.
Bitch, I'm feeling big city. Bitch, I'm feeling big city. If you don't get me, don't get friendly. Yeah, hey. Guess what?
Yeah.
I caught something that's not gonna come in. It's not.
Thank you.
Lessons in respect I'm giving. Yes, I'm Aretha, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. When you're up in my ether, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. You look a little eager. Best revenge is your paper. In addition to accomplishments, how many times I gotta stunt before I start to condescend? Never, baby. I stay kind and clever, baby. I ascend, I'm Edgar Casey. Have you seen my cheddar lately? And I stay down with my angel, baby girl, and I keep her satisfied. God damn, I am the raddest guy. So if you wanna go to dough, I don't square dance cause I'm on a roll. Can't help that myself, make a girl a hoe. Give me a little kiss with an X, an X, an O. You could guess who the best in show, K-I-T-T-Y, I'm about to blow. You could guess who the best in show, K-I-T-T-Y, I'm about to blow. Want it, Cal, let's get it. They still wonder how I did it. If they want it, Cal, let's get it. They still wonder how I did it. If they want it, Cal, let's get it. They still wondering how I did it.
Kitty Crimes here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. Thank you, Hannah, a bunch.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Up next, I believe we have Space Jams with DJ Daniel. And that's all for me. I'm Hannah. Thanks for tuning in. This is 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. You can listen back to this interview on our in-studio podcast. You can find that at kcsufm.com. or on iTunes at the Rocky Mountain Student Media podcast channel. Enjoy the rest of your day. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your weekend. 90.5 KCSU, Fort Collins.
Spring break.
This has been an episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. I would like to thank Kitty Crimes for coming into the studio. I would like to thank Hannah Copeland for hosting this interview and engineering the audio. My name is Haley Justino. I produce this podcast. The intro and outro music is Colorado Kicked by band Euphorchestra. If you would like to hear more podcast episodes from us, you can find them at kcsufm.com, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes.